The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Barry Ward is with me in the meantime, the Fine Gael TD and e-scooter advocate. Barry, you're an e-scooter user for how long?
User? I'm not sure if I'm an advocate, but I've been using scooters for years. And the problem was, up until last May, there was no basis in which to lawfully use them. So I've been calling for regulations for a long time. They actually came into place last May, or May of 2024, that is. And so now there is a base in which we can use them lawfully on the road, and they're categorised in law. And there's regulations that restrict their use in certain circumstances. So restricting the speed to 20 kilometres an hour, restricting the use to one single person, so you can't carry passengers, you can't have a seat, you must have other things like lights and things like that available to it. So we now have a regulated environment, but we need those regulations to be enforced as
so
well.
So I want to ask you about enforcement. I think most people would accept there's an issue around enforcement, and you don't have to spend much long time in any of our big cities or big towns to see that. In terms of the regulations themselves, set aside enforcement, are you happy with the regulations, with that speed limit and how they have to be used?
Yeah, I'm not sure 20 kilometres is actually reasonable. I think they could go a little bit faster, but I'm not really that concerned about it, to be honest with you. The danger at 20 kilometres is, I use generally around Dublin City. I don't go out to Dún Laoghaire on it, for example. It's a hard ride if you're going a long distance on them. But around Dublin City at 20 kilometres an hour, you'll have cars right up on top of you wondering why you're going so slowly, you know. But that's not really what's important. Is that there are regulations there, there's an opportunity for the Gardaí to enforce them. And I think people are less concerned about speed than they are about the misuse of them on footpaths, breaking lights in a dangerous way. It's not safe in parts of the city the way some people are using them. And there needs to be a clampdown on that, because it can't have a situation where people don't feel safe. And it's not just Dublin City, it's Dún Laoghaire, it's Cork, it's Limerick. I see them around the country as well.
Why hasn't there been better enforcement of those regulations?
I mean, there's always going to be a lag when new law comes in, and the guards get to grips on how they're going to do it. I know they have started an enforcement program in terms of, for example, the speed and power of them. So they are entitled to stop you, and they put it on a kind of a treadmill style device and test how fast it'll go. I know that in the last few months they seized a number of them in Dublin, for example. But I know at that point there hadn't been a single prosecution either. Mm. So the regulations were already in place a year and nobody had been prosecuted for it. And as you say, for any of us in a city centre or a town centre, we see people using them dangerously and clearly in contravention of the regulations.
Not to kind of let people peer too much behind the curtain, but Claire, who's the producer here, the brains of the operation, was on the phone to me earlier on the hands-free, I should say, before anybody accuses me of acting the wrong way on the road. And as she was explaining to me what we were going to talk about on the show, I was on the Long Mile Road. I kind of turned, so I was driving up towards Drimna Castle, and a young lad on an e-scooter came down the wrong side of the road towards me, you know, with the hood up, absolutely bombing it. And I just thought, the perfect example, if I could get a picture of this now, it would illustrate exactly the type of thing we're talking about. The issue there, I guess, is that it's like lots of kind of minor offences when it comes to the road traffic laws or anything else. The guards have to be there at that point in time to see it happening to enforce it.
They do. But I get reports, for example, in my own area of, and it is particularly young people who get fingered for doing this, but using them in parks, using them at speed. They're not restricted to 20 kilometres an hour. They're flying through parks where people are walking their dogs and their children, and it's dangerous. And they are being used by criminal elements as well for certain activities. Now, I know the guards in Dún Laoghaire, because I liaise with them on this all the time. I know they're cracking down on certain aspects of it. They know where some of those people are living, and I know that they have conducted searches, and the work is ongoing there. But you're quite right. You don't have to be on the Long Mile Road to see it. You know, all around Dublin, as I came across on a scooter from Leinster House today to this interview, somebody overtook me on Stephen's Green at way above what was reasonable for a scooter to be used there. Mm. So it's happening all the time. And the guards can't be on every corner, but there has to be a regime that says to people, if you're going to be acting...
Now, I hope you didn't scoot down by the Gaiety there, did you?
I didn't actually come around by York Street.
Yeah, so, okay, yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear it.
And on across the cobbles, so I'm a little bit jarred after it. But Bow Lane there, down the side of the College of Surgeons. But the point is, the guards can't be everywhere, but they need to send out the signal that if people are going to be misbehaving, there will be consequences.
Brenda Bulger is with us as well, the owner of Bulger School of Motoring. Brenda, what do you make, first of all, of the regulation? Like with Barry, we'll kind of park enforcement for a moment. Are you happy with those regulations if they were enforced?
I would like to see further regulations involved with them. For example, the wearing of high visibility clothing when you are cycling, because you're not allowed, when you're on your e-scooter, you're not allowed to use them on footpaths, you're not allowed to use them in cycle lanes. You have to use them on the road and share the road with all the other road users. So for drivers, it's very, very important that we can see them, and particularly the ones who don't don't use them correctly, and they're ducking and diving and weaving and bobbing in and out between traffic and, you know, not paying attention to the red lights, and they are moving at very high speeds. We're normally used to a cyclist who's travelling slowly, or a motorbike that will travel quickly but has less ability to weave the way that e-scooters can. So I think one of the many things we need to get in there is absolutely have a rule where they have to wear high visibility clothing when they have them on.
And beyond that, then, maybe some slight tweaking of the regulations. How would you assess how they're being enforced or not being enforced?
Well, like Barry had said there earlier as well, it's that we do have a lack of Garda presence on the road across the board, not just to monitor e-scooters, but across the board, up and down the country, not just Dublin City or Dunleary. It's everywhere. We have an absolute lack of Garda availability. And when he's talking about those treadmill type equipment that the guards can use to check the limit and whatnot, how many of those are available nationwide for the guards to use, I wonder?
But is the solution then, in your mind, well, more Gardaí would be great, but you're never going to have Gardaí standing in every street corner in the country. Is it the better use of technology? Is it CCTV at junctions? What is it? What would enforce the rules? Or is it just that there's much more severe penalties when people are caught, so there's a little bit of fear?
I think there has to be a mix of everything. I think, first of all, there's absolutely no training required to purchase one of these and use one of these on a public road. So we have cycling schools that go into our primary schools, and we teach our children how to cycle safely. We have advertising campaigns from the Road Safety Authority about cyclists and how drivers should interact and how cyclists should interact. There's no licensing required for these e-scooters either. You can just buy one, plug it in, charge it up, and off you go. You're supposed to have your reflectors, you're supposed to have your lights, you're supposed to have auditory warning devices on there. But people just don't do it. And you're not allowed to carry passengers. We've all seen people with little kids sitting down on the footboard of them. We've seen them. Well, I have certainly. And I've seen them with...
I see kids getting dropped to school sitting on it every morning of the week.
Yeah, exactly. We've all seen it. And we've all seen people using passengers. We've had reports of very tragic incidences where there's been more than one person on an e-scooter involved in an accident. And there's not enough education around the use of them for people either.
Barry, is there a kind of a role for educational campaigns? I guess when there was so few people kind of in the grand scheme of things using them, there wasn't much bang for your buck in that regard compared to cycling campaigns. But we're probably at that point now, are we?
Yeah, there is an education piece that needs to be done. But I'll disagree with Brenda in this respect. E-scooters are a really important micro-transport device. You can fold them up and get on the Dart, for example, get on the Lewis, which you can't do with a bicycle. The way the regulations are designed, they shouldn't be bombing along. If they're bombing along, they're breaking the law. They're restricted to 20 kilometres an hour. Now, we don't either require people to have a licence to get on a bicycle or a high-vis or a helmet. And I would be concerned about restricting their use in a way that they can actually help with traffic, with public transport, with micro mobility, if you like, around the city. But they are new. People don't know how to use them. I think there is also a role perhaps for dealing with the people who are selling them in the city. Now, I think the vast majority of people I come across with are very responsible. They sell ones in accordance with the regulations. And there are people who will modify them. And that's also against the law. But I think the Gardaí should also be talking to the retail suppliers of e-scooters to make sure that what they're providing is in accordance with the law. And maybe there is something that can be done to explain to people the danger. Because I would definitely say I will never, ever get on my scooter without a helmet. It's more dangerous than my bike. I'm happy to cycle without a helmet, but I will not get on the scooter without a helmet because they are very unbalanced. And if it goes from under you, you're absolutely going to fall on your head. So you've got to be really careful about them. And I think a lot of the kids I see using them and the accidents that Brenda referred to did generally involve young people. Those kids don't know where the limits are. They don't know how to use them safely. And that's why they're coming a cropper.
What about technology then? So, you know, Dublin City Council are rolling out more red light traffic lights, kind of CCTV at traffic light junctions to catch people kind of nipping through on the red light. And we had the Minister for Transport as well talking about these new dedicated cameras. There's one actually not too far away from where I was talking about this morning on the other side of Drimna as you get through Crumlin up towards Dolphin's Barn, another on the N7 as well. That at junctions that we would have multi-purpose CCTV camera. I don't think any of us wants to live in a society where every second of every day you're being filmed, but certainly at those junctions that you would have cameras that would catch people going into a yellow box, breaking the red light, taking the wrong turn on their phone, and people avoiding the junction by going up in the footpath on an e-scooter.
Yeah, the difficulty is you catch somebody in an e-scooter, they have their hood up and maybe a mask on or something like that. It's very difficult to identify who that person is, no more than a cyclist.
But that's kind of letting perfection be the enemy of the good, isn't it?
Well, actually, I think it'll be totally ineffective, to be honest with you. You get a picture of a guy on a scooter, old and black with a hood up, you've no way of identifying that person.
They don't all have their hoods up.
A lot of them do, like, or if they have some kind of head covering on, it can be, I mean, I'm not opposed to the idea. There should be as much regulation of them, particularly in terms of mounting the footpath and braking lights, as there is of motorists. And the same goes for cyclists. None of us encourage a cyclist to break the lights or to cycle on the footpath. There's, you know, so the rules should be across the board. And you should not feel, if you're on an e-scooter, that you're can act with impunity, that you don't have to have
regard
to the law.
But you make a good point about cyclists. I mean, a lot of cyclists as well ignore the lights at different junctions. Should there be a rolling out of those cameras across the country at those big junctions? It's amazing how little there is of it.
Yes, but I agree with what you said at the start. Like, you, again, we don't want to live in a society where every movement is captured.
No, but going through major junctions is different.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. But again, the kind of activity we've been talking about all the way through this discussion has been in town centres. It has been on footpaths in villages and towns. That's where I think, and in parks, for example. So none of that will be covered by major junction cameras.
No, but if you're in town centres, chances are you're on someone's CCTV at all times.
Yeah, and that's where it comes back to the enforcement issue. And the guards need to be given the resources, but more importantly, the equipment they use. So one of the issues we have in the park, that where people have raised this with me, is if the guards are in the park, how do they catch the guys? If they don't have fast items themselves to chase them on, and they weren't allowed to chase them up until a few months ago when the commissioner gave them special permission to pursue people, then they can't catch them. They can't identify where they are. So we need to resource the guards and equip them with what they need to enforce the law.
Barry Ward, Finnegale TD. Brenda Bulger is the owner of Bulger School of Motoring. Brenda and Barry, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.